Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty then, 6 o'clock. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Cartin-Hall. I'm a fan, and of course, worldwide on CBS Sports. So we got a great show for you today, especially if you're a New York Yankee fan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. When's it going to end? First time in 20 years, the New York Yankees have opened up their home schedule with 7 consecutive wins. Last time they did it, they won the World Series. What? Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
I got to tell you, if you are a Yankee player right now, you don't want to be the reason why your team loses.
That's right.
And that's why every fan out there hopes for what the Yankees are doing. They hope that their team goes off on a run. And now it's Severino tonight.
Yep.
He wants to
Coming
go
off
out
a
there.
Great start.
He does not want to be the guy that gives up 6 or 7 earned runs and the team loses. If you are one of these rookies, it reminds me, and I swear to God, I'm going to say it, and I know you're going to hate it, but I can't help it. The Yankees kind of remind me of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And how and what am I talking about? Well, the Toronto Maple Leafs last night won yet another hockey game in overtime at home. They've taken a 2-1 lead on the number one team in all of hockey, the Washington Capitals. They have young kids skating all over the ice. The Yankees have young guys all over the field.
Yeah.
And now there's a nice sprinkle mix in including Matt Martin for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Right.
There's a nice mix of some older guys, like 27, 28, 29-year-olds. And there's a nice mix for some 28, 29-year-olds for the Yankees, meaning, you know, Chase Headley, who may be a little bit older than that. But Starlin Castro, a little bit younger, but more of a veteran presence on the mound. But when you look at this, this is why you want young people on your team.
There's an energy about it.
Especially when they're performing. And when performing from pitching to hitting to fielding to goal scoring to defending to throwing your body and to playing loose. You know, I think kids play loose. They don't get tight. They go out there, they just realize, you know what, I'm paid to hit the ball. I've been hitting the ball my whole life and I can do this.
Right.
And once they all figure it out, and they figure that they can stay and they can do it, and they play unencumbered because, you know, the older you get, the more you think about things, the more you worry about things, the more complicated your life becomes, all that other crap. But when you are between the ages of, I don't know, 18 and 24,
right,
and you got the world by the stones,
right,
you could just let it go and just go play. And that's why, you know, at this moment, at this juncture in the baseball season, 8 straight games for the Yankees is really a testament to what Brian Cashman's trying to do here. Now, I don't know how long it will last.
And that's without Gary Sanchez, without Didi Gregorius.
Yeah, I don't know how long it will last. And, you know, maybe those guys coming back getting away. I don't know. But right now, whatever you call it, you want to call it mojo, you want to call it, you know, just being in a groove, however you want to explain it, there is nothing better than when your team is in the midst of something like this.
Yep. I mean, listen, from Holiday's bomb yesterday to Judge again, they get the double play to end it. Listen, everything's working out. They're blowing teams out, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. These games aren't even close.
The 8-game win streak, I think 5 of those wins are by 3-4 runs or more.
It's
a couple one-run games,
look,
of course.
I make fun of the Yankees. I will continue to make fun of the Yankees. I'll make fun of your unabashed love for the Yankees and the flip-flopping that went on here about 5 years ago with your love of the Yankees. I'll make fun of all of that. But I also will appreciate when I see something that is happening right before your eyes. And, you know, Brian Cashman is probably sitting there going, I can't believe this is going on here. But, you know,
he shouldn't say a word to anybody.
Well, you know, he added Matt Holliday, right?
Under the radar, too.
Right, he kind of changed the way this team was going to be, put together. And the young guys that are playing important roles, and let's face it, Most importantly, you know, Pineda is like a revelation all of a sudden this year.
Yeah.
CC Sabathia.
Two starts, right?
CC Sabathia is learning how to pitch as an older, less velocity type pitcher.
Yep.
You have Chapman at the back of the bullpen. You got Betances at the back of the bullpen. And you have young guys that all of a sudden are coming out, a bird coming out of it. And, you know, and I think they're also protecting these young guys in certain respects that they don't want to put them up in bad situations.
Bird pitch hit last night, struck out. But, you know, last night, Joe Girardi's on top of it. You know, you start Carter. Why you start Carter? Well, see, put as many righties in there as he could, obviously. Yeah, yeah. But look, you know, after that first week when it was doom and gloom, it was, you know, 1 week of baseball, and Gary Sanchez goes down. They haven't lost since.
I mean, eight consecutive wins. As fans, you know, we want our teams to go off on a run. And, you know, as much as I'm a Ranger fan and as much as the disappointment, you know, encumbered the weekend this past weekend after losing an overtime game, after leading the game, and then, of course, coming home and getting blown out or just beaten up the way that they got beat up the other night, you hope, your hope is eternal. Like, you want the Rangers to show up tonight and win and start on a run. Get going. Just relax and play hockey. Play the hockey you've played your entire life and just – let it go, man. Let it go. Let it go like the young guys should let it go.
I agree.
And the Rangers have their share of young guys. Well, they're all mid-20 guys. But just let it go and just go and enjoy the game. Don't be so freaking tight.
We told you this going into the season. Win or lose, the Yankees for the first time in the last 5 years had some exuberance about them. They weren't an old team coming in, like the same old guys would be an energy about them. Now, nobody could have predicted that they'd win 8 games in a row. And that brings me to the Mets. You know, the Mets had the same exact thing. Young guys, the pitching staff, dominant guys, Thor, and all this other nonsense. And, you know, you can't get through our starting rotation, and there'll be no 4 or 5 game losing streaks. And now the Mets have to put up a shut up with that, as that goes. And I have no doubt they will. They play the Phillies tonight. They own the Phillies if you buy into what happened, you know, last week in Philadelphia. But that's, yeah, you always talk about winning and or losing becomes contagious.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So while the New York Yankees are out there right now saying, I'm not going to be the guy that blows this up, so that's Severino tonight. The Mets have to come and do it the other way. I'm going to be the guy that's going to start us off again. And I'm not talking about pitching. I'm going to, who's the guy at the plate for the Mets that's going to be the spark plug to get them going again?
Well, here's the thing. Here, the Mets' young pitchers are doing their part.
I agree.
They are absolutely doing their part. It's the older guys, the guys over 30, that are sucking wind right now. You know, the Jose Reyeses of the world, you know, are just basically killing the Mets. And when you take a look at, you know, the batting order, and then you take a look at the batting averages with the older players, they're killing the Mets right now.
Now, Wheeler's got a big start tonight for him, too.
Right, and I do believe that ultimately, the Jay Bruces of the world, the Lucas Dudas of the world, and, you know, Curtis Grandison, they'll get it going. Neil Walker, they'll get it going. But right now, it's the young guys at the top of the rotation that are carrying their team, even though they've lost a few games here. The older guys look like they're stuck. Like, Jose Reyes looks like he's lost.
Yeah.
And that's why, after a while, you know, the Yankee brass were spending money on things that weren't giving value in return. And they started to realize that, you know what? We have to get a part of the youth movement, like the Cubs turned out to be. Look at the Cubs, the Royals, teams that have won the World Series the last few years. It's young, it's aggressive, it's up-and-coming players. It's players that are playing, you know, on the cheap when you look at their contracts and exceeding all of the money that they're making. And that energy is what is bringing the Yankees to an 8-game winning streak. And make it, you know, now, I'm telling you, if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm at that stadium.
You got to be.
You got to be at the stadium because you want to be a part of this. You don't know when this is going to end.
Right. Severino's coming off an 11-strikeout performance. He goes tonight against Miguel Gonzalez against the White Sox. And there's no reason to think the winning won't continue. Now, they'll have bad games in the mix there. They'll make errors. They'll have bad pitching performances. But for a team that had pitching as a big problem on paper, give the Yanks credit. They're killing it right now.
And that's why, if you're the Mets, you gotta play your young guys, man. You got to give them a chance. You know what I mean? You got to, like, enough already. Enough with the crap. Enough with the strikeouts. Enough with the pop-outs. Enough with guys who don't want to run down to first base.
Yep.
You know, enough with guys. Like, the thing about young kids, they are so wanting to impress the manager, the coaches. that, you know, they'll do whatever they say, but not only will they do it, when it finally clicks, they're going to go 100 miles an hour. And that's what you want, because they don't know any better yet. They're not adversely affected by being in the major leagues or being in the NBA or the NHL or the NFL for 10 years. You know,
right.
they are not tainted yet by the BS that's in the locker room and all the crap that goes on around all these players. So I would just say, man, ride the wave, man. Ride the wave, enjoy it, and take whatever you can from it. And hopefully Severino goes out there and he continues.
That brings me to two football stories today. Neither one of them any good. Number one, Odell Beckham Jr., after a month ago blowing off an event which he was paid in cash for and no-showing an event for Giant fans with no explanation whatsoever, is supposed to meet a group of youth football players yesterday for a Odell Beckham football clinic over at MetLife Stadium. It was supposed to be from 5:30 to 7:30. Odell Beckham showed up at 7 o'clock and left these kids and the organizers of the football camp waiting and waiting and waiting, because he was at Coachella, the big music festival in California, partying, and missed his flight. Now, at some point, that's got to end, no?
Yeah, don't get me started.
At some point...
Don't get me started,
He blew off one event a month ago with no explanation whatsoever. It hadn't been paid in advance. It's his football clinic yesterday over at MetLife Stadium, and you had a group of kids out there who I'm sure idolize him and want only to meet Odell Beckham Jr. He misses his plane. The organizers of the event then, I think, had to fly him privately here
to get him here.
I don't know if that's a fact, but it said they arranged a last-minute flight overnight. I took that as private. I don't know that's a fact.
Overnight? What do you mean overnight?
Overnight, they scheduled it to get him out here, to try to get him here in time to be at the event for some amount of time.
Well, all I can tell you, guy has got to grow up, man. He's just got to grow up. I don't know what else to tell you.
Then he shows up, spends a half hour with the kids, hops in an SUV and leaves.
You could tell me that, you know, I don't care about anything but the 10 catches he's going to give me on Sunday, just like you don't care about anything but the 40 home runs that supposedly Cespedes is going to hit you. But if he doesn't want to run the first base, you're okay with that. These guys forget about personal responsibility, and they also are forgetting about the integrity of who they are and what they mean to their teams and what they mean to the fans that are supporting those teams. And they don't make the money if the fans don't love them and don't support them and don't buy the tickets. So you don't have to tell me that it's a horrendous story, and it just keeps getting worse for him. But I think that, you know, 5 weeks into the season, if he has, you know, 30 catches and five touchdown passes, then nobody cares.
No.
But this is a guy that obviously doesn't get it. He doesn't understand what his responsibilities are, or his handlers, his agent, his booking people, his marketing people have no control over him. No control over him.
Yep, 50 kids.
It's startling. You know, it's you'd figure that this is a guy that probably is saying to other people, I don't need to be mentored. I don't need to be told what to do. I don't want this and I don't want that because I'm an adult.
Right.
Act like one.
So Dunkin' Donuts was the sponsor of it. It was for the Van Cortlandt Park Titans. He was supposed to be there for an exclusive football clinic for 2 hours, 5:30 to 7:30. He was paid for the appearance, showed up at 7. By 8:15, he was in an SUV out the door. That's Odell Beckham.
That's your leader.
And then the flip side of that is the New York Jets had strength and conditioning day yesterday.
Yeah, baby.
And this is the first shot for a lot of teams to, kind of show off their players again to the media, talk about, you know, the offseason, the upcoming season, all that stuff. The draft is coming up, obviously, right? And the New York Jets refused to allow the media to interview any of their players. Instead, what they did, they had one guy who works for the Jets interview the guys and then put out the quotes.
Oh, was that my man Eric Allen over there?
Now, here's what I don't get.
Okay.
What are you hiding? What are you afraid of?
What
could a guy possibly say or be asked that you have a problem with? And if you're going to announce strength and conditioning day and you're going to tell the media about it and everyone knows the players are there and the guys who cover the Jets have a job to do, let him do the job. No?
Well,
canned player quotes are a joke. They really are. As soon as I hear a team that's not allowing their players to talk to the media. I know there's something fugazi going on. And with them, there's something fugazi going on. Now, what am I going to ask? It's going to be so problematic for them. Huh?
I don't know.
Your quarterback?
Did Sheldon Richardson show up on time? I don't know.
Who knows?
Muhammad Wilkerson here? Is he, you know, overweight? What's going on?
Right. So is that a problem?
What are the off-season stories, right? I mean, so that's, I would imagine those would be the questions and those would be the roads that those reporters would go down. But, you know, I don't know. It's, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is sports entertainment?
It's supposed to be.
Is every sports franchise around here kind of like a public trust?
I've said that for a million years, yes.
You know, and
when
I
see... We have some ownership in what goes on.
Right. So, you know, it's the one thing I will say about the Devils and the Islanders that maybe they do better than anybody else because, you know, they don't have the fan bases or the size of the fan bases that, you know, the Jets have, that the Giants have, that the Knicks have,
right,
that the Mets and the Yankees have. So they have to do things, you know, to promote their product.
More fan-friendly.
They have to be fan-friendly. They got to make their players available. You know, you go to an Islander event. I don't know. Let's go to, you know, if you go to Anders Lee event that he was in here promoting.
Right.
You know, that's a guy that's out there selling his program, selling his team. He's trying to get involved. And a guy has a career year.
Right.
And he shows up and he does his thing the way he's supposed to do it.
On time.
I mean, I just don't get why these teams get so all crazed and worried about what their players are going to say.
Right.
You know, let them just say it. Who cares?
Right. I agree 100%. So the New York Jets start off 2017.
Everybody's like...
The same way at the end of 2016. Embarrassing themselves.
I mean, what are they worried about? I mean, what is going to say?
Right. What was possibly going to be said on strength and conditioning?
And you want to know something? I want to know if Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg are ready for this.
Well, they're not. They're not even in the plans.
I mean, we're going to protect those kids?
Boom, now they're bringing the Cal quarterback in for a visit, Davis
Webb. Yeah,
well,
that's fine. They should. They should bring in everybody they can to get a real good sense of whether or not they like a guy. I don't have any problem with that.
They clearly hate their two quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, make them available. You know, because part of the responsibility of playing quarterback in the NFL is being able to verbalize things and to talk to the media and say the right things and support your teammates and your coaches and alleviate some fans' fear about whether or not you can play. They want to hear from you. Who cares?
I agree.
I can understand if it's a rookie and you're worried about it and you want to make sure they didn't say anything stupid. Okay, fine. These guys are not rookies anymore. I mean, it's time to grow up. It's time to say, hey, you're either an NFL quarterback or you're not. And by somehow, some way, keeping them away from the media, that's going to help their development?
No, there's nothing at all.
Are you kidding me?
And it tells the fan base that you're hiding something. Boomer and Carton on the Fan, let's do it. 877-337-6666. That's 8 in a row for the Yankees. The Mets are back at it tonight. But who's going to be the spark plug? Plus a little football, hockey later for sure, and the NBA again last night. Shows you why NBA playoffs are actually fun to watch. Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later on.
There were four NHL playoff games. All four went into overtime. And we got 2 8th seeds beating number one seeds. Nashville 3-0 over Chicago, and now the Toronto Maple Leafs 2-1 over the Washington Capitals. That's hockey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.